You coming to bed, hon?
Yep, honey, I'll be right there. Just gotta turn out the light. Ow! Ow!
Some things never change. Like your kids always leaving tiny toys on the floor for you to step on. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Sweetie, I think I left the downstairs light on.
Please don't make me go.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Welcome to another edition of the Delvin Cox Experience. I'm your host, Delvin Cox, and with me on the podcast, my two boys, my boy Baylor the Great. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I brought killers with me.
I see. And my other brother with me, Country Boy. How you doing, man?
I don't know, man. I'm lost. I brought no killers with me.
We're here to have, well, before we get into everything we're going to do, we're going to have a 5 for 5 because we're here to celebrate Thanksgiving in a weird way because Black people have a different Thanksgiving than y'all people do. Right. Call a spade a spade. But before we get into that, as always, like to start the podcast off with the 5 for 5. 5 questions, 5 answers to get the ball rolling. I'm gonna make it Thanksgiving thing so you guys can sort it out there. So you guys ready?
Yep.
Yes, Rob.
Question number one. Turkey or ham?
That's ham for me.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm unless it's fried turkey, I'm on the fuck turkey train. I really don't mess with turkey all that much. I prefer ham, like every day of the week. Matter of fact, I've got to the point where I don't even put it on my plate no more.
Yeah. Honestly, turkey is there just because the rest of the hood is there. That's all.
Yeah. It's there because, like, it was there at the first Thanksgiving. That's, like, what they said. Yeah.
It's like letting the alumni to come back and play.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, I don't think I ever told anybody this. Weird thing about me, I don't like ham except on Thanksgiving.
I can see that.
Yeah. No, you're right, though.
Yeah. I really don't eat it.
I don't either. Like, except on Thanksgiving. Like,
but then people be waiting in line for that honey bake only on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, man.
I think you nailed it. I think that's what it is. It's the honey baked ham. Like, yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
All right. Question number two. Pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie?
Sweet potato pie, man. Pumpkin pie, that's...
Hey.
Hey, pumpkin pie is like, I don't know what the hell that is. What the hell is pumpkin pie?
It ain't right.
Good answer. That's the answer I was looking for.
Wow. Y'all gonna be mad at me. Because, I mean, okay, let's just say this. Sweet potato pie is better than pumpkin pie, but I don't really fuck with either one of them niggas. Like, I don't like either one. Like,
okay. Okay.
Because pumpkin pie just tastes like unsweetened sweet potato pie. It's like, yeah. Okay, if you like pumpkin pie, nigga. Like,
pumpkin pie is like the sweet potato pie is not done yet.
Yeah.
Pumpkin like, pie to pie to get you in jail.
Like, right. No salt, no sugar, it's nothing. Like, we got something better. Check this out.
Here go this turkey sandwich. Here goes lots of pumpkin pie. Right.
That turkey sandwich gonna hit.
Hey, man.
That's what you serve to guests, man. It's the turkey that you hate.
Yeah. All right. Question number three. What's your drink of choice on Thanksgiving? Doesn't have to be alcohol if you want to be. But what's your just general drink of choice?
It's probably some ginger ale around.
Okay.
You know? And they might, and I mean, and they might even have the seasonal ones that come out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a good point. They started to do the Sprite ginger ale type thing now. It's weird.
It ain't right.
I don't know if I like it yet.
Yeah, I don't mess with it. I don't drink, so I mean, I'm Cherry Coke all day. That's what I prefer. But on Thanksgiving, I do like that cranberry ginger ale that they have.
Yeah, man. That thing that's different right there.
That's it. I be buying it out. Oh man, they got cranberry ginger ale. Let me get like five of them.
I just make an excuse to go back.
Right.
Yeah, I like the cranberry ginger ale too. It's real good. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Question number four. You have a choice. Cranberry sauce.
Oh.
Or banana pudding.
Oh, man. That's not even fair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because I make a mean billionaire. I call it the billionaire Baylor banana pudding.
That's the most Baylor name ever.
That mess is bussing. So, and I'm a person that I only like the cranberry, just like the ham, just on that day. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going, you know, my food is in the what you call it? What they call it? My food is like swingers. I don't mind touching. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
It's all going to the same place.
It's all going to the same place. So, yeah. But I'm going to have to go. That banana pudding is just different, dog. It speaks to my soul.
I agree. I kind of agree.
God, I feel like you've been hanging around me because you know the things I hate. Everything you name. Like I don't like banana pudding or cranberry sauce. I don't. Oh. It's just like not really a choice. I do not like bananas.
And this is crazy.
It feels like every time you guys ask me something, I always say I don't eat that. I don't want you guys to think I'm picky. I just don't like banana pudding and cranberry sauce.
I'm sorry. I gotta say this.
This is wild.
Yo, do your listeners got a name?
No, they need a name. No, I think
all right, all the Delvin Knights, whatever, y'all got to know that Country Boy has one of the most blackest podcasts in the game.
And blackest names in podcasting.
And one of the blackest names. And he don't like some of the most blackest stuff.
You know what? Let me just say this. You're right. I don't really live up to the name Country Boy. I'm probably the least country person. Like,
hey, it's like when he be on this podcast, it's like pro black, everything black, and then as soon as he get off, latte, all right, please.
All right. Well, alrighty then.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that was a good take. Man. Let me get on out of here. But if I had a choice, if I had to pick a choice, I'm going with banana pudding. I'm assuming, and I haven't had banana pudding in I don't know how long, but I'm assuming it's better because I know cranberry sauce is terrible.
Yes.
So we're gonna go with banana pudding.
All right. Question number five. I think Country Boy will be able to answer this one. If I was to go to your house for Thanksgiving with your in-laws and everything like that, let's say you're doing the big Thanksgiving thing, what card game would they be playing at the table?
Ooh.
friendships is about to be lost right
there
you
now. Go. Oh, yeah.
You already know it's Club Uno over here.
Okay. I like that. I like that answer.
Okay. Oh,
wow. I like that answer. I like that answer.
That was not what I expected, though. That wasn't what I expected.
I didn't either.
I did.
I thought I was going spades.
Yeah, it's 1,000% spades. Like, it's going to be some spades playing. And you know what? I was at a party once, and I had my man's curse out some girl. He didn't even know her. Like, they had just the first time they met. And he was like, you know, like Bruno Mars, this bitch. Like, wow. Like, wow, you just met her. You're just going with that level of aggression. So, hey, it's got to be spades. And just throwing it out, since we keep it with this theme, I don't know how to play spades either. We might as well just keep it on rolling and throw it all out there on the table that I do not know how to play spades either.
I'm going to go ahead and just go out there as well and say, I don't know how to play spades either. That's why I say Uno is better. Not only that, I think Uno teaches you early about people you should trust.
Yeah, that's good for it.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so spades, y'all always arguing, calling people outside their name and you just met them. This spades is like alcohol when it comes to card games. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So spades player, y'all need to control yourselves.
Yeah.
I agree.
I used to be good at spades, but I haven't played so long, I completely forgot how to play spades. It's probably been like 10 years since I played spades.
Wow, 10 years, isn't that long?
Yes, it's been that long. You know, like
you know, people try to teach me spades, too. That's the scary part. They're like, yeah, we'll teach you how to play. Like, I'm not playing with y'all.
Don't learn.
Why would I want to do this?
I don't be with y'all hostile peasants.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all mad, like angry. Ain't no money up. You still mad. Like, nah, I'm good.
Spades is a team sport. Yeah. And if you got a teammate who ain't good, people get angry and they get violent.
It's very difficult trying to get us to unite with each other.
Yeah. Can't unite the culture with diversity with spades.
I do like the Uno, though. I just don't.
I do, too.
I don't like the new rules. Like, I don't like the kids, like, you know, putting down another draw two with a draw two. Like, hold on. I don't remember. These are new rules. What rules are these?
It's a little bit aggressive, but they do have, to their defense, they do have different versions of it now. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and I think one of the issues is with Uno, because it's getting to that violent level now because of they're mixing and mingling different type of rules.
Yeah. They'll hit you with a draw 40.
Yeah.
How you got the draw 40?
Yeah. I was going to say, seeing that a lot of older folks still play Uno, they typically come from the traditional rules.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and you don't want to argue with them. They got strong strengths.
Yeah. Facts. All right. We're here to talk about Thanksgiving. So I got a lot of questions to ask you guys. Country boy, you the historian on the podcast because you got your Black History podcast. What I've always appreciated about Thanksgiving and Black culture in general is that we take holidays that damn sure wasn't meant for us and we make it for us.
Right. Yeah.
So do you have any knowledge about Thanksgiving? I know you're on the spot that you know about.
I really don't. I really don't have any. But what I will say, at least for me, about Thanksgiving, because I know it's been a big, you know, anti-Thanksgiving movement and, you know, things being pagan holidays. But the thing about Thanksgiving, and especially with it, you know, being a pagan holiday, is that most of our holidays are based on pagan traditions. And they're not, at this point, we're not really at a place where we're celebrating what they used to be. We're celebrating what they are now. You know, so when we're celebrating Thanksgiving, yes, it is a celebration of white colonialism.
Yes, pretty
much. But today, we're celebrating the fact that I enjoy your company. I get to hang around people that I don't normally get to see, or my, you know, cousins, family members that I don't normally get to see. And I think that is what we should take away from Thanksgiving and all these pagan holidays that people seem to hate.
I agree. I kind of agree with that. Like, we've gotten to that point where our society's trying to cancel every holiday. Mm. And to an extent, I'm like, oh, yeah, I understand why you want to cancel it. But to another extent, I'm kind of like, the selfish side of me is like, I kind of like that day off. Right.
Right. I like the food. I'm here for the food. Like, I, you know, I understand that the Native Americans were treated very poorly, and to an extension, also us, yes, very poorly. But we're not directly involved in the beginning, early days of Thanksgiving. But now, I mean, I like the day off. I like being around my family. I like the food. I like the football. Like, I'm with everything about this holiday except for its origins.
Yeah. I kind of feel like that about a lot of holidays. Like, right. Christmas the same.
Right.
Like, okay. No, I kind of like the presents and stuff.
Yeah.
So, Bella, let me ask you this. What's your first memory of Thanksgiving?
I would have to say, I don't know, you know, it's kind of a blur, but I definitely know the goddamn Dallas Cowboys was on TV.
Yeah, I think I have one of those memories.
You know, it was either Dallas or it was Detroit. You know, either one, I just, ugh.
Feel like it was Dallas versus Buffalo. I feel like that was on Thanksgiving Day, like, for a while.
Yeah, yeah. And it's one of those, if I'm at home or it's either at my granny house, and it's, you know, when you're that young, it's just a weight gain at that point. You smell all of this sweet lovings, you know what I mean? And all the classic shows are on, and you know, Thanksgiving gets no love when it's over because it goes straight into Christmas season.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? So they got the movie started, you got the Home Alones going on, you got, it's important. It's important that opening drive, man, you walk in that house, you take your coat off and you smelling yams.
Yeah, that's special. That's a special thing.
Yeah, that is special.
Yeah.
Man. That sounds great.
Let me ask you both this then. Back in the day, two fourth questions. Did y'all used to watch the Macy's Day Parade, Thanksgiving Parade? Uh-huh. And do y'all watch it today?
No, as a kid, I used to be hyped for that shit because just seeing objects that large, it was like, pause. Yeah, as a kid, I'm like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like seeing cartoon characters and superheroes and things like that. But as I got older, it's one of those things where, oh, I come across it because I'm looking for a football game.
Yeah.
What about you, Country Boy?
I mean, honest with you, I don't ever remember watching the Macy's Day Parade. I mean, as a kid, I used to get hyped for parades like in real life. Like, we're going to go see the parade. And then they would, you know, people would come by. And even today, like I go to the parades, the homecoming parades. I think that's fun. But watching a parade on TV is like the most anticlimactic shit ever. Like, I don't understand what I ever got out of it. Why this would you think this would be fun? I don't know what we're doing here. Like, watching it on TV, this does not seem like the right format for a parade. So I don't remember the last time I watched. It's been at least 20 some odd years. It's been so long, I don't know when that was or if I ever was a fan of it.
I asked this question because I watched one. I want to say that had to be the last year, the year before last year. Must have been the year before last year because I think they canceled the parade last year because of COVID. But as I'm watching it, in my head, I'm like, this is the dumbest shit I ever seen. why was this ever a thing for people to just sit around a TV and watch these dumbass balloons go right by, and people just talk about these balloons for hours?
And you know what, though? Because as a kid, sometimes I used to think about Ghostbusters, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and that's what it reminded me of sometimes, you know, because some of them joints used to be like huge, you know.
Yeah.
The first character that comes to mind is Snoopy.
Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I will give credit to the commentators because they really give a lot of passion just for something that's really fucking stupid.
Now,
if
you want to talk about something that's stupid, imagine sitting up there and trying to make this stupid shit sound interesting.
That's what I'm saying.
And here we go. We're waiting on the Bart Simpson one. He's pulling up right now. And then, you know, this is a drill team from Southern California, and they grew up, and I'm like, oh, my God.
I think, you know what? I think I did watch it recently because I think, you know, my wife went to A&T, North Carolina A&T, and I think they were in the parade.
Oh, they was in the parade? Okay.
Yeah, I think they was in the parade because their band is a thing. The band is a thing. And I think they were in the parade, and she forced me to watch it, to watch for them. Like, hey, A&T band, because she was in the band. We're going to watch it. They in the band. They in the parade. And I was forced to watch it. And I remember thinking, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
This is stupid. But yeah.
I kind of feel the same way about, and this is going to be offensive, but I can say this shit because I was in a marching band. Like, marching bands, it's kind of like, I don't know if I want to watch a marching band now. Younger me,
my wife will put her hands on you, man. She'll put her hands on you.
I was in the marching band for several years, but it's like, do I really want to watch these 10th graders play like Eye of the Tiger badly?
Like, you know, that's where they're going with it.
Yeah.
Like, but you know what? That's just that parade. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm a huge fan. I was a huge fan when I was a kid of going to the watch parade that we have out here. Now that was those were because everything was black owned businesses.
Okay, that makes sense to me. Going to a parade, especially one that has black owned businesses, sounds dope to me as opposed to watching one on TV.
Yeah, like, watching you got these the local groups. Middle schools and high schools, and these girls had joined the drill team and things like that, and you know, just a lot of it was just a lot of black love.
Yeah,
during those parades,
that makes sense to me. That. But just watching like a parade on TV just sounds terrible.
Nah. I will say this. When we go to homecoming, we go to North Carolina A&T's homecoming, which I go every year except for COVID because my wife drags me there. So I'd have been to a lot of these parades. The parade is not that bad in person. The kids, they got the kids' bands. They come from all over the state, some other states. They got, you know, local businesses, like he said. That's not that bad live. But on TV, like you got like 10 minutes. You got
10
minutes of my attention.
Yeah, I kind of agree. So let me ask you both this. For both of you, do you cook anything on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
There's two different emotions going on right now. Bella said, yeah. Country boy's like, nah, that's not happening.
Okay. In my situation, so neither one of my parents are here, so I can't go to neither one of their houses, which would normally I probably would go to my mom's house,
right,
or pop's house or something like that. My granny she ends up going to with my other, you know, my aunties and stuff like that, and they'll have something which I'll end up going to as well. So I can't go to my granny's house. So it's either I'm going to the function, to the family function, or I'm cooking for my individual family.
Right.
And I have cooked, you know, I have not all of it. I haven't reached that level yet. You know what I'm saying? I got to earn my barbecue backyard black suede sandals. You know what I'm saying? but I have cooked a large portion for Thanksgiving before. And shout out to all the women that has been involved in that process for many, many decades, because, man,
it's a lot.
That's a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ooh, for me, I'm not cooking shit. I will help. Like, I don't want to make it seem like I'm some helpless guy, almost like a cliche, that I can't cook. Like, you know, with the HelloFresh, we get the HelloFresh meals. HelloFresh meals come with instructions in a box. The motherfuckers measured out. Like, I got this. I can follow the directions. But the idea of me just, hey, I need some paprika, just sprinkle that in it. Like, nah, that's not going to happen. I don't have those kind of skills. And I'm not even going to try. I'm not going to be that one that, like, the greens taste weird because Mike made them, or the mac and cheese tastes weird. So I typically don't make anything. I will sous chef for you, though. If you need some stuff chopped up, if you need me to get in here and help, you know, do something, hey, tell me exactly what you need from me, and it will get performed. But I ain't cooking nothing. I don't have the necessary skills for this, and you're going to be mad at what you end up with.
let me ask you this question then. Have any of you ever did the let's go to Boston Market, get the turkey, get the food thing?
Oh, you talking about last minute?
Yeah, like let's say, oh, the turkey got fucked up. Let's go to Boston Market and get in this long ass 2 hour line and get a turkey from there or a chicken from there for Thanksgiving.
I can't recall doing that. But I want to say, I want to say I have done something like that where I had to grab something.
Them Boston Market lines be,
man,
ridiculous, insane. See. I think that's the only time that restaurant ever makes money. Like that day.
Boston Market, it was a time when Boston Market was good. And yes. I think they got bought by McDonald's. Some corporation of shitty food bought them.
Yes.
And then now the quality went like from like, you know, I mean, it wasn't great, but it was like a 7 or 8 to like a 2.
Yes.
So like now I've never seen anyone at Boston Market. Boston Market is like Arby's in my world. Like,
yeah,
you don't go there. We don't admit they exist. But that one day.
That one day, it be lines like it's Popeyes.
Right, right. but for me, let me tell you something. Let me take y'all back. So back in our poor days, we had plans to go to Goldsboro, which is like 4 hours away. And since we were going to her mom's place in Goldsboro, we didn't plan shit. We didn't plan nothing.
Oh, that's
so when
good.
It snowed, we didn't have no plan B. We just didn't have food. We had nothing on Thanksgiving. And so we were trying to see if we could finagle it, and every place was closed. What I didn't know at the time is that the Mexican food supermarkets be open. They the only places open. You take your butt to Compare Foods. Compare Foods was open. You know, but we didn't know that at the time. I learned that later. Anyway, so we were like, I don't know what we're going to do. If nothing open, we just going to sit here and have a sad oodles of noodles Thanksgiving. And then in the clutch, like one of my friends was like, hey, just like out the blue, you guys want to come by and eat dinner with us? What? Yes, we will be there. I don't know how you knew. I don't know how God told you. I don't know how God put that blessing in your heart.
He heard your stomachs.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he did. That was a bad something. My wife said we are never, ever, 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 ever gonna live like that no more. Like we can't. Like I'm not doing it anymore. Yeah, you live and you learn.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. What about you, Bella? You had any crazy Thanksgiving stories of not having food?
Not necessarily crazy, but it was a time period where it just didn't feel like I think I've had one of those Thanksgivings where it wasn't like a lot of people were around. It was just basically another day. But I think that's about it. I mean, I try to get in from time to time when I'm in shape, get one of them turkey bowls in, you know what I mean? But it'd be cold as hell outside, boy. Toes be frozen in them cleats.
Not doing it.
I feel like single or couple Thanksgiving, like when you have your spouse and things like that, it's completely different than Thanksgiving when you have kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So like I've gotten to that point in my life where I have to like have a big Thanksgiving whether I want to or not, because my ex is Hispanic, so they cook a whole bunch of food. And my grandmother's gotten to that point where she's at the age where she's not cooking Thanksgiving. So I have to help cook Thanksgiving for her. Mm-hmm. So every Thanksgiving I have to have like 2 Thanksgivings, which is a lot. It's like, cause you know, I have to go to my ex's family with the kids and just eat the Spanish food Thanksgiving like that. Then I have to go to my grandmother's house and bring like a turkey, a ham or something like that for her and her the people over there to eat. So it's always like a process. That's been like going on for a while now, but it's just always like
it feels like work. It feels like work.
It's a lot of work.
you know. No one would be mad if you just was like, came up missing. It was like, yeah, we're just going on vacation for Thanksgiving. Like, you ain't going to see me. We're just going to go somewhere to Mexico and eat regular food.
They would have a fit if I did that.
Yes, they would. Yes, they would. They absolutely would. Like, I feel like you could do that over Christmas. I feel like that works for Christmas. Thanksgiving, not so much. Thanksgiving is like predicated on fellowship. Like, that's the whole
idea. Yeah. And, you know, Christmas is more, a little bit more intimate. Yeah. Like with the immediate family. And then Thanksgiving, that's when you know, you see your cousins and stuff come right. through, and y'all go way to the back of the, in the backyard, in the back in the corner and smoke, and then come back in the house smiling.
Right.
Sounds accurate. So, let me ask you guys this.
Yeah.
Give me your top five Thanksgiving foods. I guess, Country Boy, you go first because you're going to give me a whole bunch of weird shit.
Wow. So it's been a long time since I've eaten like traditional Thanksgiving foods. Like, typically the Thanksgiving foods that we eat are Thanksgiving foods that my wife's mother is cooks. She cooked, this is the same stuff she's cooking on a regular Sunday. It's just more of it. Like, she might cook a turkey or a ham, but like the collards, she always cooking collards. The chicken pastries, she's mm-hmm. always cooking chicken pastries. The ribs, weird ribs she cooked, she always cooking them things. So like, this is what I'm.
You can't just slap at it. What do you mean the weird ribs she cooked?
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know what animal rib.
What is it, too big or the small?
I don't know. It just don't quite look right. She said it ribs, but I was like, I don't know what. Okay.
Oh, you know which animal it was?
No, I'm pretty sure it came from a cow.
You sure?
But I don't know where on the rib, because it don't really look like a rib. You know, it kind of reminds me of, if you ever had turkey ribs and you realize that turkey ribs and that turkeys don't have fucking ribs, and it's really like their collarbone or some shit.
Yeah,
it looks like a rib. This is what I'm thinking with this. It kind of looked like a rib. You tell me it's ribs and it's good, but that bone don't really look like a, I don't know. Don't listen to me.
That sounds like possum right there.
Yeah, that's what, man, I'm thinking.
It might be possum. It's delicious. It's
awesome. Coyote, it's delicious. Rabbit.
Coyote meat. They are in Goldsboro. You gotta remember that. That's the country. That's Eastern North Carolina. So it's totally possible. It is possum meat. You take that to the pig.
Y'all got a lot of stuff over here hissing at y'all.
Yeah. You saw the story about the raccoon? That raccoon was out for blood.
Yeah.
But no, so ham, turkey. I'm just telling you what's on my plate.
Okay.
Some mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Some collards. Some of that weird rib meat. some chicken pastries, which is just chicken and dumpling type stuff. They call it chicken pastries, but it ain't no pastry in it. And that's good. I'm good. That's a good day. I'm good. Okay.
What about you, Bella?
Okay.
Lose them?
I think. I said, what about you, Bella? What's your choices? Yeah, we hear you now.
Okay. The God of all gods is the mac and cheese. Mac and cheese is definitely on there. I'm gonna go yams. Cause
yams is good.
Yeah. The mac and cheese and yams got a touch.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go ham.
Ham.
And then you got one chance and one chance only. And that applies to mac and cheese as well. But don't mess up my dressing.
Yeah. Okay. I heard you still not the other day talking about you was ready to come to blows about that.
don't mess my dressing up.
Let me ask a question. Let me pose a question.
Okay.
Have you ever had someone who made some food that you didn't like, but everybody else liked? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh man, the person making mac and cheese is banging, and then you eat it, you're like, ooh.
Straight attitude.
Ooh.
I've had it where people told me something was good, but they were lying their ass off because they knew it wasn't good. It was being nice. And I'm like, this is garbage. Why are you lying to me? They want to be like, don't say that, no. I'm saying it. This shit trash. Respectfully speaking, this is garbage.
Yeah, we might have to make a phone call to the elders. Like, look, whoever doing the mac and cheese, we're going to have to renegotiate or switch positions or something like that, because I think we need to do better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mac and cheese is the most important dish on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Can't mess it up.
I really feel like with mac and cheese, if you're not asked to do mac and cheese, like if someone doesn't say, hey, Baylor, you make amazing mac and cheese, we want you to do the mac and cheese, don't volunteer your services. Like, don't. Hey, I'm going to do the mac and cheese. Nah, nigga. Nobody asked.
Yeah. I think that's very important to know, is that people that know how to do the mac and cheese don't offer to do the mac and cheese.
Exactly. That's correct.
Exactly. If you offer it, oh, man. God, my wife, they had a potluck, which is already, it's messed up. You already know it's bad. So my wife had a potluck, and one of her coworkers brought slices of American cheese with noodles.
Hey,
so bad. And then she's like, nobody's eating it.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yo. Yo, and you know what? I'm reporting you to HR.
Yeah. Me too. That's a hate crime. I promise you, that's a hate crime. You hate all of us. Anyway, before you go, the only reason I asked that question about have you had food, because my wife's mac and cheese, which is, everybody just loves it. I'm sure it's great. But something about it, my stomach just be like,
you don't like it? Oh, you
here's the crazy part. I can't say nothing.
You definitely can't say nothing.
I gotta whisper, like, yo, I don't like really fuck with it. Like, I think she makes this three cheese mac and cheese. She makes three cheese, and it's like some of them cheeses in there. My stomach is like, bro. And I was like, she's like, you didn't eat none of my mac and cheese. Here, take a brick. And she gives me a brick. And I'm like,
yeah. So I got a solution. I got a solution for that. You gotta figure out which cheese that is, and when she starts the prep time, you gotta steal it and replace it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Steal it and replace it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to fix that. Because I try my best not to get none or get like a small piece. She's like, "Come on here, you need some more." Boop.
Oh. Be in the bathroom all night with the bottle of milk.
Yeah, like, oh. And you can't. How do you break it to your wife? How do you say, like, babe, sit down. I'm gonna need you to sit down. Hang on. Ooh, your mac and cheese. It ain't really working for me.
Yeah.
You don't like my mac and cheese? We might break up. That might be a divorce. I might get divorced.
Well, you know what? I would say, no, you tell her and say, no, I love the taste of it, but one of the cheeses don't agree with my body.
Yeah.
You know, I'm lactose. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Nah, I think you brought up a solid point. That's the problem. Like, what are you doing?
It's that you know I'm serious. I whisper. I had to whisper because I don't want her to. You might be listening.
Yeah, it's one thing if it's like your cousin or somebody. Nothing is if it's your spouse.
I gotta sleep next to. I gotta close my eyes next to this woman.
Yeah, you just gotta.
She's like, oh, you like my mac and cheese? Boop! Walk right in the forehead.
Yeah. let me ask you guys this: what time should Thanksgiving start, and what time does it really start? And what I mean by that is, they tell you, yeah, come over to the house like around noon. Food will be ready soon. Food don't usually be ready till like 8 o'clock.
Right.
So what time should it start, and what time should it really start? And what time should we be eating?
I personally believe it should start like noon, right?
Okay.
But realistically, that shit might not start until the second quarter of the Dallas versus the Lions game.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened. So like he said, it should start around noon. Like, in my mind, I should be able to get two meals out this joint because I'm going to be here all day.
Yeah.
So I need to get lunch, and then I need to get dinner because I'm coming back. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to watch the game. So the food should be ready at least by noon or, like, before kickoff of that first game. But what really happens is it be, like, the second quarter of the second game, and now you just eating, and it's like the middle of, it's like 5 o'clock. It's almost pretty much dinner time. Your stomach is like, you hurting because your stomach's so hungry. You know, it's not ideal. But who can I can't complain because I didn't make shit. Yeah. I can't say nothing. Like, y'all ready? And she's like, get the hell out of here. All right. Cool.
All right. One big question. If we can erase any food from Thanksgiving, so we just snap our fingers like Thanos, and that shit is not a part of Thanksgiving no more. Mm. Not associated with Thanksgiving. You want to put it with another holiday, that's fine. But in terms of Thanksgiving, that is not allowed. What is the food we're getting rid of?
Mm. Chitlins.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a strong choice.
That is a strong choice. It's a strong food.
Yeah, it is.
The strong food. Oof.
Chitlins is out of there. And then you talking about a person that look, I went to rehab. Okay.
Okay.
I, as a youngster, I used to indulge into some, you know. But then after a while, I said, I can't keep doing this to myself.
Yeah. Only so much hot sauce.
Yeah, it's only so much hot sauce. Yeah.
Remind yourself, this is the food of your ancestors right here. Yeah. This is the food of your ancestors. This is a straight rooter to the tutor. We ate all of it. And it's legitimately the tutor.
Yeah. What about you, country boy? You with Bella?
Nah, hey, I've never had chitlins. Like, since you told me that we're eating the intestines of an animal, which, by the way, I hate when you name, like, chitlins at least got a good idea. Don't name a food after the exact body part that it came off of. Like, oh, yeah. Hey, we about to eat chicken hearts. Nope, I'm out. But the chicken liver. I mean, chicken don't have them. They have gizzards. We got to eat some pork livers or whatever. I'm good. I don't want that. I'm good. So that's disgusting. So I'm with them on that. If I had to choose something that I don't, it'd probably be cranberry sauce. Like, I don't understand why we're here. I don't understand why I want vegetable jello.
We're not gonna do this.
Yes, we are.
We're not
yes,
gonna do
yes,
this.
Yes.
We're not gonna do this. I'm not gonna let you do this.
You're not gonna let me besmirch cranberry sauce. Let me taste it.
All episode I've been waiting.
I don't understand how y'all black. Like, how did y'all start eating cranberry? This is the most traditional white food. Like, I feel like if I watch like some classic Thanksgiving movie, that they're gonna have some nasty ass sliced cranberry sauce.
Charlie Brown enough. Thanksgiving.
And I said enough. Okay. Cranberry sauce is like your little brother, okay? He wants to go to the park with y'all too. Okay. Now, throughout the years, we've gotten so used to your little brother wanting to be around you on Thanksgiving with your other cousins, we just accept it. It's not a bad thing.
You know how you know that cranberry sauce is trash? Let me just say this before we finish this up. You don't eat that shit no other time. It's like Queen Anne cherries. It's like Queen Anne cherries.
That's a good point.
Peeps, candy corn. It's one of those seasonal foods that nobody eats any other time of year. You know why? Hey. Because they trash.
That's a solid point.
But Delvin, we just pointed out a couple of foods that we don't normally eat outside of that day, right? Not many of us is eating glazed ham all year.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
So you telling me you making dressing in the summertime?
We're not eating dressing either.
If you're
not eating cranberry sauce, what the hell you need dressing for? They're together. They twins.
That's true.
So if you're not, what I will say this. Then we digress. We come back. my family never made cranberry sauce. So I've had cranberry sauce maybe a handful of times. The times that I've had it, it came out of a fucking can looking like the inside of that damn can.
Yeah.
If somebody were to make maybe some homemade, maybe you could change my world. I remember now,
that homemade be busting.
Exactly. I remember there was a time where I didn't like brisket because the brisket made here in North Carolina is tough as shoe leather. But if you ever gone to a place that make good brisket, you know it. As soon as you taste it, oh man, it's like it melts in your mouth. It's a whole different situation. So maybe somebody got some homemade, they made me change my whole world. Possibly. But just know I'm picky, so.
How is brisket tough in North Carolina?
We do pork. Pork is our thing. We love pork. And places that do barbecue, they specialize in mostly pulled pork, chopped pork, whatever. So that their pork gonna be amazing.
Okay.
But because they are a barbecue restaurant, they feel obliged to make brisket because it feels like part of this, it's part of the setup. It's part of the thing. You're gonna do ribs, you're gonna do pork, you're gonna do chopped pork, you're gonna do brisket. And most of the time, they brisket don't be shit. That's not what they do. That's not what they do. But when I went to Nashville and I went to one of the places there, and that brisket was like, as soon as it hit your tongue, it just started to disintegrate because it was just like delicious. It was amazing. And now, as soon as you taste good brisket, you can taste bad brisket. Like, oh, this is trash. Like, nah, as soon as it hit your tongue, you know it ain't right. This ain't right, mama. So, we do good. If you ever come here, get you a pulled pork sandwich. You won't regret it.
Okay.
It's going to be the spot.
All right. Final question for both you gentlemen. Are either one of you Black Friday people? Well, Black Friday now was Black Thursday now.
You know, I've only been to one of them with my wife. My wife is. She like, when they come to that, she gang. You know what I'm saying? She in the trenches with a ski mask, home nine, with my mother-in-law. That's a steelo. I've only been to one, never had any interest in it. The prices are appealing and things like that, but I'm not about to get in a fight. I'm not about to go viral because you knocked me inside my head with a PS5. It's not about to happen. Nah, my wife is though.
I'm
Cyber vote. Monday.
Yeah,
I'm off. That's my next question.
I'm more of a vulture. I'm more of a like I monitor the situation. Most of the things they sell on Black Friday are either like old tech or stuff they try to get rid of. Like especially the doorbusters, the ones like, hey, we got a laptop for $57. Is the reason why this laptop's $57. Like, this ain't what you want. So typically, I monitor the situation. I have been to a few, man, like at least 2 or 3 years, I've gone to Walmart at 12 o'clock to buy like dumb shit. Like, hey, they got plates for $9. And I'm sitting in Walmart at 12:01 buying a fucking dinner plate or some towels or something. And I'm like, this is not, in speaking in the tradition of Black Friday. So typically, I don't mess with it. I try to avoid it. I don't want the crowds. I don't want to have to resort to violence, but I will cut you if I got to. And so I typically avoid it. And most of these stores do this stuff online now. So it really don't, like, it unless you like getting in a brick and mortar tussles, it don't really feel like it's worth the energy. I can just go online and, you know, buy it. If they got it, they got it. They don't, whatever.
I usually like it for, specifically for video games and Blu-rays. Always super cheap for those type of things.
Yeah. I can see that. I can see that. Yeah. That makes sense.
That's mainly what it is, to tell you the truth. Like, especially if your kids play video games and things like that. That's where all the chaos is, because everybody's going to rush to the
electronics.
Electronics. But now I think they're doing, I don't know if we're just doing it. Well, no, you just said it. It's going to be on Thursday, but then I heard of a company that's doing two.
I didn't hear that. I know when at Walmart used to hide them things all over the store. They like, if they have TVs, doorbusters, the TVs wouldn't be an electronic TV, it would be in the freezer section.
That's crazy.
And there's another TV and you know, yeah, buy a pair of drawers or something, mm-hmm, so they could spread people out all over the store.
Yeah.
But still, that's, I wouldn't. I don't have any desire to get into that madness. Now, what I will say is I have camped out for an Xbox before, so I'm willing to camp for what I want.
You know what? I'm not a camper, but I have been in. I remember my first time camping out. It was only because I knew I needed an update on my phone. There was an Apple store down the street from my job, and I usually get there like real early. I'm talking about like 2-3 o'clock in the morning sometimes. You know what I'm saying? If I'm doing an overnight shift, and I passed by an AT&T, and that's when they were dropping a new version of the iPhone. And it was three people standing outside. I said, I never seen a short line like that ever. I put that mug in park. I was the fourth person in line. So, wow. Yeah, I, you know, I will say like an hour went by, that sun started to come up, line stretched around the building.
Woo! Really?
Yeah.
I had a similar experience with the Xbox 360. This was, man, what was the name of that place? CompUSA. Yeah, it was CompUSA. So in Charlotte, we had this main strip, most of the car lots, but at the time it was a CompUSA, and then down the street, it was a Best Buy. And the Best Buy, we rolled by the Best Buy because we were just scouting the situation. And they had people with like tents and a line stretched all the way around the building. And I was like, nah, that ain't gonna work because they ain't got but so many. And it looked like whoever all of them accounted for. We rolled to the CompUSA, which was just up the street. And it was like 9 people in line. And they had like 11 or 12. And I was like, this is it. So we got in line. And it told everybody behind us, all of them accounted for. Like, you don't waste your time. You ain't got to wait. But what we didn't know is that we were counting people, and some of those people were like couples. So they were only buying one. So what ended up happening is there were a couple left over. And at that point, I was like, well, you know what? I think I want one too. So we ended up with two. I only had plans to get one, but we ended up with two because it was like, oh, just one left over. Anybody wants it? Yeah, I think that's going to be for me.
Hey, it would have been smart if the people that did have extra people just act like they didn't know each other, and that's how you can get two.
Yeah, I think so.
Man, this has been a blast, guys.
Yeah, this was fun. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah. No doubt. Oh, you know what? We can't get out of here before we say this. Now, look, okay, we disagreed on a couple of things. And we definitely agreed on a couple of things, but I know collectively, no brainer, we all going to agree about this because we ain't even bring it up. Do not, and I repeat, do not bring candy corn to my goddamn Thanksgiving
party. Amen to that. Facts.
Yo, if you bring candy corn, we might come to blows. Like, I don't even know why. Once again, who is eating this stuff? Who is eating vegetable candy? Why did you think this was a good idea?
That is fucking disgusting.
It is so disgusting. You know what? And I feel like Penrose be riding for candy corn just because that's his thing. Like, I feel like he don't even like it. He just like, this is my side now. And I'm in.
Yeah.
People out there that eat candy corn, y'all eat plastic, bro.
Yeah,
you right. Eating plastic since you was a child. That's plastic.
What are you doing with your life? What are your choices? Who could trust you? How can I trust your choices? No. If you like candy corn, I don't trust shit you say after that. Like, I agree. Man, this new Eternal movie was good. Ah, but you like candy corn, so now I don't.
Yeah.
I can't trust you.
And a freaky thing about it is I feel like somebody is making all these plastic little things and hand painting them one by one and just dipping it in sugar. And y'all sticking that in y'all mouths.
Plastic gross. Exactly. Yeah.
Gross. I don't want to call you a domestic terrorist, but if you're eating candy corn, you may be a domestic terrorist.
Yeah. You at least a terrorist in your taste buds. You hate them.
I feel like you could throw candy corn at somebody that's shooting at you and have a fair chance of winning.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You get that to people you hate. That is, once again, something you get at to people you hate.
Yeah.
Hey, hate, man, how about you some candy corn? Oh, you don't like me at all, do you?
Yeah, somebody anyway. Brought me candy corn. I'm trying to tell you, fuck you. Why you brought me that?
Right. Like, we really, yeah, right. Really,
are we beefing? We got beef?
Why you hate me?
Yeah. So, shout out to Penrose, though. Just know that candy corn is Satan rocks. That's exactly what that is.
For shizzle.
Right. Yeah. I give Penrose all the credit in the world, man. He ride for candy corn, and he come up with interesting ways to make candy corn. I wouldn't eat that shit.
It's pure sugar.
Like, candy corn is like 99% sugar. You melted this shit down and put it on your chicken. You better off just dipping your chicken in sugar. That's basically what that was.
But it's a cult, though. Like, I feel like sometimes when he makes a video, it's like a cry out for help.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like blink twice if you scared.
Yeah. Oh,
shout out to Penrose, man. That's my dude.
Hey, remember Chris Rock on in New Jack City?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pookie. Yeah, in his crib.
Oh, that's when he was going through withdrawals.
Oh. That's how I feel like if we just grab one of them candy corn coalition niggas, you ain't gotta do this no more.
I need it. I got to have it. Gotta be riding hard for candy corn. So I'm like, how did you get to this point in your life where you?
Hey, it's like, all mental riding. Though. It's Stockholm syndrome.
It's got to be. There's no other way you could justify you riding this hard with this nasty ass plastic candy.
And look,
it's all in your head.
And it's a small group of people, but they're like, they are very
vocal.
They have like a Republican approach.
Let me tell you something. If I say something negative about candy corn, Penrose just pop up out of nowhere, like out the bush. Like, you be typing this shit in Twitter. He's like, "What'd you say, nigga? Why are you right there?
Like candy man, little him."
Really, like, you say candy corn three times, and Penrose just show up.
Hey, man.
Oh man! Anyway.
There's that. If that's one community that I want to stay away from.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dudes are scary. They really are. They really are scary. I don't trust your judgment.
I don't trust your judgment at all.
You eating candy corn? You're probably peeing sitting down or something. I don't know.
Yeah. No. I think y'all definitely eat salads with like no salad dressing.
Yeah, right. That's another gross
lettuce,
thing.
Just leaves.
I feel like y'all be having race wars with like vegans.
Oh man. Yeah, this has been a blast, man. Bella, let them know where to find you at.
You can find me on Cloud 9 right now. Shit, I've been up there for a minute. at Baylorism I gotta talk to the peasants like this. Okay. I'm no longer on Twitter. I'm on Twitter Blue. You know what I mean? So
are you paying for this shit now?
The fuck is Twitter Blue?
Yeah, I'm Twitter Blue.
That's a way of bleeding money from you. Can you really edit your tweets? Can you really edit your tweets?
You can. It gives you a time period. It's not an edit. So what it is like if you type, well, they probably do have to edit, but I probably didn't see that option. But if you send something out, it gives you, I want to say, 7 to 10 seconds to make sure if you want to send that tweet or change it. But it does have an option of just send it. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
But it's like it's basically saying, look, are you sure that you proofread this and you want to put this into the universe? And it gives you like a little, you know, gives you a little.
I definitely need that. I need that in my spirit.
I like that. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not the only feature, but that's like the main one.
Yeah.
I think it has something with the bookmarks, like it's more organized. And I think the video portions are longer.
Oh, how much longer? That might be useful.
They threw a number out there, but they said someone was like, yeah, now they'll be able to, you know, upload like 10 minute videos or something like that.
See, that might be worth my effort.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure, but all I know is that they for sure they extended the time. I just don't know
what it is.
Yeah.
We ain't never getting another feature on Twitter with Twitter Blue out there.
The con of that though, what people are kind of like skeptical about is that this is one of the price options. Something along the line. So we don't know if this is one of those get in now before the price change, or is there more to pay depending on
what more features,
right?
I really don't feel like this, but like I don't know what you could do to make this more valuable than $3. Like the $3 is the most I can give.
Well,
you.
What I do know, the other thing is that I want to say this has already happened, or if it officially happened, but you'll be able to record off of Twitter Space now.
Okay,
or you'll be able to record to Twitter Space now. And I know they have a Twitter Space, like I don't know when they got that feature, unless it's my first time seeing it, but I haven't seen the logo until like today, where they have a Twitter Space hallway. Kind of like Clubhouse.
Okay.
Oh, that's dope.
So now, besides the people that you follow that may be having a Twitter Space open, I think you get to see at least all of them inside the hallway, and or maybe some random Twitter Spaces that you could hop in.
Okay.
I'm learning. I didn't know I did.
But I think besides these new features, I think they're going to go to a new level, because the amount of apps that's out right now that has so many different features, like I think when Twitter get a sniff of, if they don't already know about Stereo, I can see them, you know, stealing a couple of features from them. You know, you can tell they're trying to figure out something when, you know, they took away the fleets when they found out that we really like them. You know what I mean? For personal reasons, bookmark reasons.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
But when they took that away, they felt the backlash from that, you know? And so now I think they've been pressured in to like upgrade the app and things like that. And I think they want to go an exclusive route. Because they see all the attention that a Clubhouse had got when it first popped off.
Right, right, right.
So now you're about to pay to get your content out there.
Okay, I like that.
And we already know Twitter is the number one news source.
Yeah, and, it is. It is news.
Yeah.
Besides, I think TikTok has gotten to second place real quick. Real quick, because if, like I said, if you go viral off of either one of those apps, Twitter or TikTok, it could
change your whole lifestyle.
It change your whole life. Because remember, old girl who got the gorilla glue stuck in her hair?
Yeah, I remember.
Got famous off of TikTok, and then you know
she did, didn't she?
Yeah,
she did, didn't she?
Yeah,
yeah. I wouldn't want to get famous on TikTok. That ain't for nobody.
Country bro, where can they find you in your multitude of podcasts, that brother?
Oh man, you can find the cut and all major platforms. Just me ranting. Even though I got an episode coming out this week, it's actually not just gonna be by myself. I got a guest, so it's dope, man. It's dope. You can find the cut on all major platforms. You can find also I got the Cut Podcast One on Twitter. Come check me out. You can hang out. I'll be being myself. And for more serious, for my business aspirations, I got One Mic Black History, which is my Black History podcast. You can find that at onemichistory.com. All major platforms. Also have a YouTube channel. I put out YouTube videos for every single one of my podcasting episodes, and they're dope. They're dope. So check us out, because I'm trying to make some money. I'm trying to go legit.
There you go.
I'm trying to go legit. It's coming. And it's happening. When I go legit, I'm going to hire all of y'all. We're going to all have a conglomerate, a content conglomerate.
I'm down with that. All right. Thank you guys for coming on. And always, Delvin Cox Experience, we are out. Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Delvin Cox Experience. If you like more content, go on patreon.com/Delvin Cox Experience. There is more exclusive podcasts, including I'm the Podcaster, he's the DJ, that is the hip-hop podcast I do with Mr. Tim Hines, as well as the Boondocks, which is a Boondocks review show I do with my son, Delvin Jr. With that being said, I want to give a special shout-out to Patreon producers Shirley Walker, Ghost Rider UK, and Mikey Famine. Thank you. God bless.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a nature show host.
In the native habitat of a suburban driveway, the poor victim of a broken windshield is left assessing his vehicle, utterly helpless.
Well, not true. If he's got Geico, he can file a claim online, over the phone, or with his handy mobile app.
But like a lone gazelle, he'll suddenly be left to fend for himself, awaiting his terrible fate.
Nope. Geico will assign him a designated claims team to help him out, too.
So the gazelle gets his car fixed and everything.
Wow. Nature is so cool.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.